I'm Nathan Sterner. Back in March, college students around Maryland headed off for spring break. Most never returned to campus, as schools canceled in-person classes for the rest of the semester due to the coronavirus. Students in the audio documentary course I teach at Towson University have been recording their thoughts over the last few weeks, and now that the semester is ending, they're compiling those audio diary entries into chronicles of the early COVID era. Here's one of them.
My name is Sam Steubing. It is Monday, March 30th. Governor Larry Hogan just announced a stay-at-home order for all residents in Maryland to slow the spread of the coronavirus, so it's no longer just recommended, it's now enforced. I've been staying home with my parents. I was living in Baltimore, but I decided to come back as the cases grew, and I figured I wouldn't have to be in near Towson to go to school anymore, so I decided to go home to my parents. My sister was in New York, but she came back to Harford County. So we're spending a lot of time together. We're trying to respect each other's privacy and communicate with each other in this really bizarre time. It is April 1st. It's a crazy time. The reports are saying that we will see deaths in the hundreds of thousands to 240,000s or something about that. I don't have it in front of me. That's crazy. That's if everybody goes into shutdown today, but I just don't think people are taking it as seriously as they should. I have been self-quarantining with my family for over, 2 weeks now? I mean, I've been quarantining for years now, but that's just based on my personality. It's an odd time. My schedule was pretty much just wake up, homework, all online, look at the slides that my professors post, because it's still too early to have any semblance of a normal class. Today is Monday, April 6th. To try and keep things interesting, I've been shaving my facial hair in odd and interesting ways to just entertain my family. I started with a random stripe down the side on both sides of my face, and then that turned into a goatee with sideburns. Then I'm gonna get rid of the sideburns so it's a goatee, and then I'm gonna get rid of the goatee so it's just a mustache and make my family wildly uncomfortable. It is Monday, April 13th. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after this whole pandemic is over. I'm a senior in college. I'm graduating after the semester, which is now just fully online, so all of my production classes are over, so I'm learning less. And I'm going into a job market, which is plummeting. I don't know, I feel like I'm even more uncertain what I'm going to do now than I was before. Today is Wednesday, April 15th. I often find myself wondering what the future will hold after all of this subsides, and thinking about how long it will take for it to fully subside. We're probably going to be walking around with masks for quite some time. I'm happy people are starting to take it more seriously, though. They're starting to stay home, wear masks, and all of that. It's just crazy that people were still going to bars and big events thinking that it wasn't a problem, but it obviously was. I always told myself when I had a bunch of free time, I would be productive, but now that I have all this free time, I'm finding it difficult to find the motivation to do everything that I may or may not want to do. Today is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. It's been over a month and a half since Governor Larry Hogan announced his stay-at-home order. And most recently, he just announced that we are beginning stage one of the Maryland Strong Roadmap to Recovery, in which we gradually reopen businesses. Ideally, I would like to return to the normal, if there will be one. In my mind, it's crazy to think that the stay-at-home order is already being lifted. I understand why it is, but I feel like things are going to get worse before they get better. In a week's time, I will be graduated from Towson University. And I don't know. Personally, I don't think the future's looking too hot. I definitely couldn't have made it through this time without the love and support of my family and friends. I know that, at least for me, this whole ordeal, the pandemic, the uncertainty, has given me a new appreciation on relationships and a new perspective on life. Hopefully I can leave this with a optimistic outlook and not think the world's gonna explode. I'm Sam Steubing.
Sam Steubing has been recording audio diaries since the start of Maryland's statewide stay-at-home order. He graduates from Towson University this week.